that we had in Siv Gimel. If you have a thick wall around the Rishu Seyach, it's on top of the wall, whole thickness of the wall, Zinik Rishu Seyach, because the Rishu Seyach is all out, Lerakia. Unlike Rishu Sarab and Carmel, is only Toifes, the first 10 Tvachim, and above 10 Tvachim has the status of a Makam Tur. Let's say I throw something, I have a sticky food. So the Mar has, I throw something from the Rishu Seyach into the Rishu Sarabim on the wall, and the wall is like this. And it gets stuck over here above 10 tefachim. See, if it gets stuck on the wall below 10 tefachim, that's it landed in the Rishu Sarab. That's Adach Rishu Sarab. But if it lands over here, it gets stuck on the wall. If it falls to the floor, so then it's in the Rishu Sarab. But if it gets stuck on the wall above 10 tefachim, that's called a Makam Tur. But unlike Rishu Sarab and Mekarmelis, that is only Taif, it's the first 10 tefachim. And above that is Makam Tur. Rishu Sarab is Ayla the Rakia. How come? Because the Mechitzas are Ayla the Rakia. That's a din good. Good asik mechitza. Good means you stretch. You stretch up, you visualize if the mechitza is haroi la'ad l'rakia. It's a posting in Chumash. That when you'll come in Teretz Yisrael, you'll see Chumash Gavoyas ad l'rakia. Chumash Gavoyas ad l'rakia. Al pidin, it's ad l'rakia. It's not really. Chumash are just high enough that the soldiers, the enemy soldiers, shouldn't be able to conquer the city. So that's the din. That's the din why the... So it's Ola the Rakia, what the whole thickness of the wall. No, the invisible, the mashahu, the invisible mathematical line on the outside of the wall is Ola the Rakia. So the whole thickness of the wall is considered Torah Mishu Sayach. So the same thing if you have a hole that goes through and through the whole wall. Let's say you have a window. Open up the window. So there's a Chorah Mishu Sayach. So the whole thickness of the wall where the window is Dina Kivishu Sayach. Because mechitza is all the rakia from the outside, the mashu on the outside. Even though the floor over there, the floor of the windowsill, has less than dalal al dalal tefachim, how can it be the din of Rishu Seyach? That's the din of Rishu Seyach, Rishu Seyach. Since inside you have, let's say this din of Rishu Seyach, it has to be dalal al dalal tefachim. What if you have a wall surrounding an area? It's 1,000 amas long, but it's only 2 tefachim wide. Even though you have many more, dalar al dalar tefachim is 4 square tefachim. You have much more than 4 square tefachim over there. You have 1,000, a length of 1,000 tefachim, 1,000 amas, and it's only 2 tefachim wide. That's no good. You have to be able to inscribe a square of dalar al dalar tefachim. If you can't inscribe a square, it's not. But since you can describe a square inside the Rishu Seyach, and even though this windowsill doesn't have Dal-Dal-Dal-Tvachim, that's Chorah Rishu Seyach. Since the inside of the house does have Dal-Dal-Dal on the floor, so even the windowsill that doesn't have is also Dinik Rishu Seyach. What if the indentation in the wall is on the outside and it doesn't go through and through? You have an indentation on the outside. So that's a Din Chorah. We just read that, no? The Ramon Tziv Dav. Vimhen klapi chutz, vheinem oivrim klapi pnins. If it's an indentation on the outside of the building and it doesn't go through and through, it goes through and through, it's Chorah Rishu Seyach. But if it's on the outside, it doesn't go through and through, then what's the din? Why don't you call it also Chorah? Why don't you say the outside, mashu, the imaginary line outside, is the mechitza, oila, la rakia, and everything inside, fine, but it doesn't have a floor of dalal al dalal. Doesn't have a floor of dalal al dalal. So that's the din. It doesn't have a floor of dalal al dalal. Then it can't be Rishu Seyach. It doesn't have that. It has one mechitza. It has one mechitza on the outside. The imaginary mechitza is, let's say, there's a wall. It goes up more than 10 tefachim, and then you have an indentation on the outside. So you have to judge it based on the shiur. It doesn't help that you have the imaginary wall in Zohar Lada Rakia. One wall doesn't make a Rishu Seyach. You have to have 3-4 walls. What's Hifei? Oh, that's what we just said. Abba Rishu Seyach, Ru Rishu Seyach, Adla Rakia. Why? Because the Mechitz is Zohar Lada Rakia. Is there such a thing as Rishu Seyach? That's not Zohar Lada Rakia. So that's a big machlekes tesis in the Ramban and the Gemara in Erev. What if you have a house, you have four walls, but you have a roof on the walls. So the wall is not standing like this. The wall comes to a point like this. Here's the roof. So that's called Mechitza Sheini Koris. So that's a question where the Mechitza Sheini Koris, a normal building, goes like this. Do you say the Mechitza Sarod La Ad L'Rakia or not? And even if you hold that it is Ad La Ad L'Rakia, Taisa holds that it is Ad La Ad L'Rakia. I think the Ramban holds that it's not. Even if you hold that it is Ad La Ad L'Rakia, what if the roof protrudes? A lot of times the roof protrudes over here. So maybe that's considered a new ground level. Let's say in New York City you have the train system under the ground. So in the train, the tunnels under the ground, you have walls all over the place. So are you allowed to carry the Mechitza Ro'el Ad L'Rakia? So I know, let's say, where the tunnels are under the ground. I'm allowed to carry in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, because the Mechitza Ro'el Ad L'Rakia. There's a Rashi and Eruvin. Moshe Vasha has a Chewy, quotes that Rashi and Eruvin says, Mechitza not Ro'el Ad L'Rakia, from below the ground to above the ground. That's the Shaila. What if it's above the ground, but there's another ground level? In Europe, they never had this. They never existed. Now you have highways. Highway goes like this, then another highway goes above that. You have three highways, one on top of the other. So that's here, the George Washington Bridge is like that. The edge of the island is built up. The edge of Manhattan is built up with cement that shouldn't collapse. So that's a mechitza. But then you have a highway, or the George Washington Bridge goes over that edge of the island. So do you say that mechitza above, the mechitza is above the ground level, not below the ground level, like the train system is above the ground level? You say that that's Ola Adler Akeda? You say, no, it's not Ola above. So I think Rav Moshe holds in a tshuva, that if the mechitza is above the ground level, then it's Ola Adler Akeda, even though there's another ground level above it. And the Chazon Ish has an offering gemara against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has very difficult tshuvas on Eruv. Everything against the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish has often the gemara stuff. Often the gemara is a place. Yeah, so that's a shame. Sometimes it's the gale halacha. If you have an Erev, so you have kana mikana 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 al gabei. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Nesivos and the Tikkun Erev. The Nesivos are the Sefer Anuchas Pesach. That's called Mikor Chayim. So in the end of the Sefer, he has a page and a quarter. How to make an Erev money, easy lesson. Every two-thirds of a line, every three-quarters of a line, he has another din. Then he starts another din. Another day doesn't give you mom comes, he just writes the din. One din after the other, after the other. So one of the din that he has is that you can't put, a lot of people do wrong. You can't put, let's say, I remember when we entered the bungalow colony, just to go to the bungalow colony. So it was a Wayu bungalow colony. All the people were rabbis in Wayu. So we had an Erev. So originally, before we came, so there was a swimming pool, and then when the women went swimming, so the men didn't thought it wasn't sneezing, that they shouldn't have a fence. So there was a fence around the swimming pool, but so they put up, they shouldn't be able to see it. So then they made an Erev around the whole area. So one of the poles that held the strings was inside the area where the swimming pool was, so there was a pole inside. So that's what the Nesivim says, you can't do that. Mishnah Berurah says, you can't have a pole inside the Rishus HaYachad. That's called Silek Mechitza. Whenever you have an area, that's a Loshana Gemara. Whenever you have an area that's enclosed with a Mechitza, so that's like a Mars. That's Mesulek from the picture. That's completely enclosed. You can't break into Rishus HaYachad. So you can't have the pole inside. What if you have the two poles in the street? Street is a Carmelist, so let's say two poles in the street, and the wire goes over someone's front lawn. He has on the front lawn, he has a fence around 10 tefachim tall. So in Europe, the poskim used to be makel on that. And it doesn't make any sense why. The same thing that the Hasidim said, that the pole can't be tochu Rishus HaYachad. So the wires on top also can't go over Rishus HaYachad. A lot of Eruvin have that problem. We just went for an Erev tour 2 weeks ago over here. So I was telling the boys, before they made the whole Erev here on Yeshiva, so we were walking around to see where we were going to put everything. So we were standing on a corner. There was a gigantic mailbox there. you don't put letters there. The mailman put the big sack over there. A gigantic mailbox. It was more than dollar out, dollar tzvach, and it was more than ten tzvach. It was like four legs on the ground. It was cemented into the ground. So we were standing there in the corner. We're trying to figure out, what are we going to do? The wire is going to go over the big box. So there was a mailman who was driving a truck. And he saw us standing there. So he comes out and he said, "Do you have any problems?" He thought we're trying to start it. Then we said, "We're from Beshev University, and there's an issue about carrying on the Sabbath. We're trying to figure out." So he said, "What's the problem?" They said, "The mailbox is over here, and the wire is going to go over the mailbox. So the mailbox is over here. If it would be over here, we would solve the problem." A week later, the mailbox was over there. They moved it. We didn't even ask him. He told them it's a problem because it's cemented into the ground. So we can't just move it. So they moved it, and they cemented it in over there. So the wire doesn't go over the box either. But so they were careful about that. But then because of COVID, so they allowed the restaurant owners to make sukkahs in the street, to make little booths in the street and to serve the people in the street. So then for a year or so, the wire did go over the little sukkah that they had in the street. They had no choice. So that's, I thought it's no good. But in Europe, there used to be mekhel on that. Yeah. What's if I feel the clique is on table on me to look at bears? Let's say I have a mailbox. You have a baby carriage. And the Ashla Rabea Boa Allah Bogugaboy Al Sor, if he has dollar al dollar, what if in the Ashbola Rabea? Has 14 square? Or it has. Here, the Mishnabura test writes. A Kaveris is Angula. Kaveris is a beehive. So apparently, they used to be round. So how do you measure what has dollar of dollar? Can you inscribe a square of dollar of dollar? You have to be able to inscribe a square of dollar of dollar. He tells you how big the circle has to be that you should be able to inscribe a square of dollar. Because if you measure from one end to the other, the diameter of the circle, that's called diameter of the circle, that's dollar. That's, you can't inscribe the square of dollar without the diameter. So how much does the diameter have to be that you should be able to inscribe? So it gives you the math. That's the shot. What if you have a baby carriage? So the Gemara says, if the baby carriage is on outside. Years ago, I remember when I was growing up in the Bronx, the people were Shana Shabbos, but they would push baby carriages in the street. There was no Arab. There was no Arab at all then. Nobody had an Arab in America. When I was a little boy, there were no Arab women at all in America. All the European women were all against the Arab. It was going to bring a lot of kilkulim, which it has brought. So the shaila is, the Gemara says if you have a baby carriage that's 10 tefachim tall, has it that the status of Rishus HaYatid. So even with the Rabbanah, you're allowed to push it in the street? Is that true? You got to look it up and show it up. One rabbi called me up. His wife just had a little baby, so he plans to buy such a baby carriage. Most baby carriages are not 10 tefachim deep. 10 tefachim is a lot. 10 tefachim is a little below my waist when I stand up. Baby carriages are not so deep. Yeah. Let's see, Zayin. Eiz Rishu Sarab, Rechel Rishu Shlok, Mechad, and Tezayin Am. Has to be 16 Amos wide. Eiz Mekurim can't have a roof. Eiz Lahem Chayma, doesn't have a chitzis around it. For the Eiz Lahem Chayma, and Hein Mekulosh, and Mishar Mishar, and Hein Gal Sers, and Rishu Bala, and Habi Rishu Sarab. Yeah, Tezayin Am, Eiz Mekurim, those are Gemara. Tezayin Am, that was the Roman, when the Romans made highways, their highways would be Tezayin Am wide. But the Gemara figures out the Tezayin Am not from the Romans. The Gemara figures it out from the Midbar. And they were traveling in the Midbar. Because all the dinim of Hoytzor learned out from, all the dinim of Melech HaShabbos learned out from Asiyas HaMishkan. The dinim of Hoytzor learned out from the way they carried the things in the Midbar. This man is a Midbar, is a Carmelist, because it's not the Machan Hiluch Le Rabbi. But this Banchay saw by Midbar, the Jews were traveling in Midbar. How did they know the Sarab? The man is that Midbar does not, the Gemara saw, the man is that Midbar does not have the Din of Ishu Sarab. There's not a Mokim Hiluch for Rab. Yeah. The streets on the Fulosh and Mishal Nishar, if you have a city, even if you have walls around the city, let's say Iratika, Yerushalayim has walls around it, but the street went straight through and through, Cardo, I think it's called, went straight through the Iratika. There was a crisscross. So if you lock the gates at night, if the losses rulers Balayla, then it doesn't have the din of the Rishay Sarab. But if the Engel says it knows about it, if the gates have to be locked every night, but they lock it once a week, or if they lock it once a year. So that's when in Europe they would make all that. Big cities with Shishan Eagle, and they have streets that cut through the city straight, but they used to get permission from the government to lock the gates once a year, and there you have Kippur at 2 o'clock in the morning. Lucky, no one's coming anyway. So they go up the gate for 30 minutes and shut. And that had the din of the Asas and Nurgus Balaylo. So it takes off the din of Rishu Sarab and Dera. So that was the practice in Europe. So why do you have to lock it? As long as it's Roy Lino. So why do you have to lock it once a year? To show that it's Roy Lino. He used to get permission from the government. He used to pay the government. Get permission to lock it once a year for 10 minutes. At the time of the night that no one's coming. That's the Rishu Sarab. Yeah, she'll close and she should be above the Rabbi Koyam, made the Rishu Sarab. That's the Balei HaTes. Some Rishonim had that Girsa in the Gemara. Because all the Dinim of Haitzah learned that from the Midbar, traveling in the Midbar with the Mishkan. So there was Shisha Midbar at that time. Yeah. So that's what the Taz has a famous comment that in all the cities in Europe, they were all makel to make an era because they didn't have Shisha Vibo. Everybody assumed that that was a deliver. That's a major machlokes of Rishonim. Many Rishonim, half of the Rishonim didn't believe in the Shisha Vibo. Some of the Rishonim had the Girsa in the Gemara. Others interpreted it anyway. They didn't have the Girsa in the Shisha Vibo. That's what the Taz has a famous line. It's as if a Baskol had come out from heaven and said that the din is that if you don't have Shisha Vibo, it's not a Rishisa Yavis. So the latest form, right? And if a Baskol would have come out, then it's Eimash Gichem a Baskol. Why is it Taz as if a Baskol came out? It's more than a Baskol. Baskol you don't listen to. Anyway, so that's what the Mishkan is Yankev. It was a Talmud of Rakhaim Alojan, Yankev Akalina. So he used Ma'arar on all the Eruvin in Europe. Why do they all rely on the Shishan Rebo? Half of the Rishonim don't believe in the Shishan Rebo. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both quote that Mishkan is Yankev. How come everybody is relying to make an Eruv based on the Gemara? We'll have to see later. Based on the Gemara, you can't make an Eruv if there's an issue of Haitzah there. Haitzah is only the Rabbanan. Then you can make an Eruv. That's the discourse. So that's the Shaila that the Mishnah of Sangha raises. Why do they rely on the lack of Shishan Rebo? It's a fluky. So the Mishnah Berurah has a beer on offer. He says, because what's the whole problem? What's the whole thing that you can, if you have a Nisavite, so that Raisa can't make an Erev? Why not? So the Gemara says on that, Chodes and Erev, because we say, Ose Rabbim, Mevatle Mechitza. If you make a Mechitza, Mechitza is supposed to enclose the Rishu Sayyaf. It's supposed to be enclosed, impenetrable. You can't break into it. But if you're going to make, if you live in a gracious city, live in a city where there are non-observant Jews, they don't let you make an area that blocks the traffic. They have to make the area in such a way so inconspicuous that it doesn't block the traffic at all. So that's also Rav Mavata Mechitza. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Ramam holds a whole problem also Rav Mavata Mechitza is only the Rabbah. In our Torah, it's a good Rishu Sayachid, even if it is Aser Rabbat Mechitza. Since the whole issue was only Midi Rabbanu, Aser Rabbat Mechitza, so you can speak of the Rabbanu Lekul, so you can rely on the Rishonim hold that if it does not Shishan Riba, it's not Rishu Sarab Deraisa, and every day it was good. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Baruch HaShulchan has a different Kuvah. He says, the bigger the city is, so the more unlikely it's going to be that it will be a Rishus HaRam Derais. Why? It comes up with a Wakra Bechidish. You say, that's Chakaya, Yerushalmi, and Eri. We don't have a tradition. Yerushalmi didn't have the Yerushalmi, so we don't have a tradition how to meet Yerushalmi. So the Aruch HaShulchan came up with this Wakra Bechidish. Let's say, where I go in the summertime, there's only one big street. It's called Main Street. That's route, whatever it is there, route 24, route 32, it's called. It goes to Albany. It goes to upstate, it goes to Albany. So the whole city had little streets. And Main Street was called Main Street. So the Main Street, that's in Rishus HaRabim with the Hey Hayadiyah. The Rishus HaRabim street. But in New York, we have a lot of streets competing with each other. At Broadway, you have St. Nicholas, you have a lot of streets, are big streets. But have you tried? I mean, any person. The streets are all the place right now. So you can't really single out one street, and that's the main street. Each kill each other out for the public, street to main street. So left with no issues around the world. So there's a tune that says, Kadiri Malkiah. This is a rather Lumjan. Lumjan is only a Kalanga. He has around 8-9 volumes. My father has it in his life. So the Dini Makil, in an earlier tshuva, he thinks that that Aruch HaShulchan is a joke. That's what I told him, it's a joke. Yeah, the bigger the city is, so the more it's a Rishus HaRam Derais. Then after many years, he grew on him. So a later volume, he said, it's not big. That's Pshat HaRam Derais. But yeah, if you can really single out one street as the main street, so none of them have the Dini Rishus HaRam. So somehow they would make them in your neighborhood. Some came up with an iPhone. You need Shishamigo people walking in the street. If they're riding in cars or buses or trains, the car itself is Rishusayotri. So it's Masulat Mika. So you don't have Shishamigo in the street. So the others say that that's a joke. See, quotes up Shlomo Zalman Hell that that's a joke. And the people going in their private cars, in the trains and the buses, are mitzvahed. Even though the car itself is Rishusayotri. And some had also a funny sheet that where do you get the idea of Shishamigo from the Midbar? So the Midbar, there are Shishamigo Jews. So if you have in New York, you have non-Jews roaming in the street, that doesn't count. So you have that's a joke. Shishamigo people in the cars and the trucks and the buses and non-Jews, everyone has been stuck. Because just the really neat Shishamigo people walking on that street, the whole yard. Shishamigo over in Bowl, in that street, the whole yard. Every day they have Shishamigo walking in this street. That's why the Moshe Feinstein writes here. Mishnah Berurah Chavdal was right. He passed the color Rishayim on the Rishit Azur. Let's give the man to rise up. If you need Shishamigo every single day, he said the Rishayim will say it. He researched it and it's fulfilled. Rak be Rashi Erevin Matzah. So he did fine. Rashi Erevin Dafne Tess Matzah Shkas. Yir Shal Yachid Shal Yachid Tess Matam Nishishim. Nishim Shosra. Nishim Shosra. I don't think Rashi means that. So that's what they came up with. That's what Moshe writes as if he discovered America. You have Shishamigo people walking on all the streets together. And all the streets together, of course, and all the streets on the Starkin to add up to the Shishamigo. You don't have Shishamigo people walking on this street. And this street should be also around the I think the Mishnah Berurah has that. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Shishamigo people walking in the whole city. It doesn't have to be in this street. What if there's an area where it's less than Kazayna? It's narrower than Kazayna. יש אומרים שכל פעם ברוך הוא של סיין, if most of this week has Tezayin Amawai, some of the less than 50% is narrower than Tezayin Amawai, so even the narrow class is 2 days in Tezayin, or have they died here? Two days in Tezayin, but even the narrow part is also in Shusar Amawai. So Moshe disagrees with both opinions in Tezayin. Moshe is Chumas Amawai, very different, makes up the Moshe. He says himself, against the law. He thinks that if a little part of the street is not the Zainan, even if parts are not the Zainan, and not the Shusaram there. Against the Rishon, he says, against the Rishon. But they asked him, when he wrote the Tshuva about the Rehu Manhattan, why didn't he say that that's why he did? So he says, I didn't bring that in because I don't believe in that. Even though it's essential, I didn't believe in that. It's not opinion. According to his opinions, everything in New York is in Shusaram there. We have Brooklyn College in Flatbush, where's Brooklyn College? Brooklyn College, all the streets are dead high, are dead end streets. You have street, and they go to dead end, because there are walls over there. But Moshe holds even the dead end streets are Rishon LeZion there. Nobody agrees with that. Nobody agrees. Time's good. Okay, so we'll stop here. We're up this week, because. Okay.
Rabbi, the case that Rabbi was saying, the Mishnah's explanation in defense of why we rely on the first opinion of the Rambam, that you only need 16 amos, so you don't need thousands of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Rabbi was saying because us, you Rambam, the fifth doesn't live in the Rambam.
That's
when
he quotes the Rambam, that itself is not in the Rambam.
But isn't there a difference between, I mean, that's assuming that you can make an Eruv and a Rishos Rambam Deoraisa, no?
And I'll tell you to make a Rishon, and you can make a name Rishon Rambam. So it's only a Chumrah with the Rabbanim that you can. That's the Rambam's opinion. So he says, so the whole Machlokes is what the Rishon Shemiva is only relevant on a level of the Rabbanim, because we're making an Eruv. So it's on a level of the Rabbanim, so it's making the Rabbanim. Every Eruv in the city where there's no Rishon Shemiva, we make it because it's Sveka the Rabbanim, because all the Rambam Machlokes is only the Rabbanim. Since there are opinions who hold that the Rishon Shemiva doesn't really pass like that, they hold it's a Sveka and a Diva.
But then how could you build the Eruv L'Hachila? Isn't it in the Sudra Rabbanan according to the Rabbanan?
Yeah, Sveka Rabbanan Kulva means if you fell in. Also leads a Sveka the Rabbanan that you are dying. Now that it created a situation, that you're not supposed to make L'Hachila Sveka Rabbanan Kulva. It's a dying against the Mishnah Berurah. Good.
Also, doesn't the Rambam differentiate between a Tzuras HaPasach versus a wall if it's a Rishus Rambam?
Yeah, the Gemara distinguishes,
So the idea of a Tzuras HaPasach is only the Rambam, is an Issur Rambam, that the wall would be legitimate?
If the wall blocks the traffic?
Well, because there's no Asir Rambam, but...
There's no Asir Rambam, that can exist. Okay. If it blocks the traffic, so then it's, everyone agrees it's a Rishus Rambam. Okay. We're not going to learn here.